Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey y'all, I'm Moni and you're mixing with Moni, okay? Welcome to my weekly mixer where I take your favorite Bravo shows, TV news, and hot topics, mix it with my opinions and some of my friends' opinions, a little shade, and sometimes a cocktail or two. I'm bringing in my POC perspective to shows we all love. Let's mix it up. Hello, 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 all you beautiful and wonderful mixologists out there. It is your girl, Moni, and you are mixing with Moni, okay? I mean, happy B-Day to all who celebrate. Happy B-Weekend, depending on when you're listening to this. Happy B-Year. We're just going to give it back. We're just going to give it to Beyonce and say thank you for saving it. And that's just simply the truth, because in this house, we will listen to Beyonce. So if you're not celebrating this time in our culture and our history, then boo to you, tomatoes and all of that good stuff, because you're missing out and we hate that for you. Amongst other things that happened in the week, there was also television that was watched, in which case I needed some absolutely fabulous experts on all things TV and social media, like literally killing it in all things what my brain says, but I have literally zero balls to say. So had to have them come on instead, because just two is better than one. So I have the fabulous Kaya, or Kaya, and Aaron from Bravo While Black here, and they are Black and we watched Bravo. So thank y'all so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Like, yes. Thank you for the intro. We have some things to get into.
Okay. Like, first and foremost, y'all, we're going to try to keep them in and out of here, because apparently we all got a lottery to play. So, because it's up to like $1 bajillion and we all need a little bit of that, especially if Beyonce goes on tour. I'm going to absolutely need to win at least a portion, and it still might not be enough, honey.
What is your top three? Because mine keeps changing.
Okay, so mine changes too. This is the fourth time I've listened to it. I don't know how. I've had many things to do. I simply just like disregard everyone in the drive-thru lines everywhere. Definitely Thick, because what the hell was that? America has a problem, because yeah, the retweet. Okay. And then, it really does. It varies. But I love, it's probably a tie between Move and Pure Honey.
Oh my God. See, mine is Thick. And then Church Girl.
Okay, wait, no, never mind. That's number one. We're gonna flip it over. Because the fact that she made a twerk anthem for the girls who definitely were like oppressed in the church and told like not to be so sexy. And we were like, I don't understand how we're supposed to go from like a virgin to a porn star overnight, like you want us to. And Beyonce said, you practice. This is what you're gonna do. You're gonna twerk. And I said, oh,
exactly.
This is the one. Yeah, that's a fantastic one.
And I'm a Capricorn. But I have to say, Virgo's Green.
Listen,
all 6 minutes.
Okay.
That's.
I love it.
Period.
Aaron, okay, what's
your thing?
Okay.
Mine is Plastic Off the Sofa first, because I love romantic. Yeah, I love a good romantic song. I'm in love.
Okay.
Virgo's Groove.
Wait,
and I'd say a tie between Cozy and Cuffit. Like,
oh my God, I love both. So the whole album.
It's so
The whole album. And Move.
With three of us,
like,
covered like 85%. So, and that's just what it is. That's what happens when you have a masterpiece and you make fine, beautiful art. And I waited. Did y'all wait or did y'all listen to the leak?
No, I waited. I tried to find it.
Yeah. Me and Kay, we tried.
Pretend.
We could like, not
when
find
she
it.
Was like, thank you. When she's like, thank you for waiting. I was like, you're welcome, Mom. But little did she know, I was looking for that shit hard.
And she knows we were. Like, yeah, come on now.
I mean, I wasn't, because I'm still brainwashed and I think I'm still 16. Like, I'm a 16-year-old Beyonce stan. Like, I feel like I'm back in high school where literally I was like posting her every day and she was my background, even though I had multiple different like boyfriends and girlfriends. I was like, none of you can take the place of BA 2006. Thank you. So she will be there. I just feel like I'm back in that era where I'm just like, who's fave? My fave. Y'all's fave could never name me somebody who stops the internet. Like, you know, I just feel like I'm back in that. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you for proving me right. Like, we had
to be everything. A member of the Beehive, because, you know, I knew she was going to do good, but I just wasn't expecting every single song to hit the way that it did.
And it slapped, and it slapped in such a different way. I want to say that too. It's not the typical Beyonce that we get. Like, she took me to the cookout. She took me to the gay club. She took me to like
the ballroom.
Like, she was everywhere.
Having a Vogue. We're twerking. We're doing things and tricks on the pole. I was like, what is happening? This is cardio. This is workout.
And then the thick song, I'm like, that shit made me eat another pack of noodles last night. Because I'm like, yeah, Beyonce said it, so I have to do it.
No, but Beyonce like made you feel good about whatever is happening. Like, not this like non-thick girl telling me that it's so good to be thick and she's so proud of us for being thick. I said, you know what? Thank you, B. We are gorgeous. I said, I think I love her. Like, okay, just there was a lot happening. I think the lyrics were fantastic of the whole album. Vocals are on point. Like, she really killed it, and it feels just still authentic to her, even though I never know what that is, because every single album sounds like totally different from the last one. But every time I'm just like so impressed, and it just proves that you can't rush art, because I blinked and didn't even realize it had been 6 years, and here we are with a brand new album that was fantastic. And what did you guys think of her method this time of like telling us what was happening and like giving us a countdown and going like very early 2000s, where like you're constantly refreshing something on the internet, or you're constantly being like given, you know, promo and marketing and all these things. Like, it just felt like the CD era. Like, we were trying to sell CDs again, and I kind of dug it. What about y'all?
And Beyonce is.
Yeah.
She was just telling us, like, because she's the one who originated the Friday drops one and then the surprise drops two. She literally creates the rules. So she was just telling us, and watch I do it again. And that's exactly what she fucking did. Like, she was just showing us who's boss. Like, she talked so much shit, but then she showed her ass in the best
place. And she's showing us who's in charge, literally, because we were like, where are the visuals? And Beyonce said, we're not getting the visuals because we have to listen to the music first.
Right.
She's like, I'm gonna let you guys listen.
Remember y'all leaked it and whatnot? So like, hold on. How about that? How about I have the key? How about that?
I kind of do think if it was not for France leaking it, we might have at least one music video.
I think so too. She has to take that power back. And she's like, see, this is what I told y'all. We can't tell nobody what the fuck going on. This is what I told y'all. And I mean, somebody always fumbles the bag when it comes to Beyonce, which is exactly why she never tells us what's going on.
Right.
She, like, makes you promise that your firstborn to her. Like, the fact that she, remember she filmed an entire music video, like, at a carnival, like, in public during the day, and not a damn person knew or said anything.
Anything.
I was like, how? When did this happen?
I'm sure all of them are done. And that's the thing that excites me the most. It's like, somewhere in the world, on a computer disc, or on Beyonce's lap, top are like all the music videos that she's releasing for this album, and we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know the themes. We don't know anything.
Just how it's gonna be if they want to live. I don't know. Like, if they want to tell the tale. I mean, somebody graciously, and I'll just leave it here, what someone beautifully put on Twitter is that, imagine the fact that this is only act one. And with that, I say thank you, Jesus and Beyonce.
Two more.
Yes, absolutely. Two more acts. And who knew it was going to get this good? Speaking of things that are good, actually, I guess we could definitely start with Atlanta, because it was better. Mm-hmm. I was bored for Beverly Hills, so I'd prefer not to. I was mad, actually wasted time watching the whole thing, to be honest. So Atlanta, where we had some shade, some drama, some fun, some laughs, we could totally dive into that first.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are in a cabin, and this isn't like a full, we don't recap it, but location matters, right? Fights in a cabin always concern me. Mm-hmm. I don't like it when we fight so much when we're away, especially in places of nature, just because sometimes nature and us being distracted don't always mix. But nevertheless, we started the episode out strong with a nice friendly fight before we even got to the 5 minute mark. As soon as Kenya stepped in the door. Yes, she's here and she automatically is a pain in Marlo's side. That is very apparent. And Marlo is, would you say she's being gracious when she first arrives? I thought she did okay, but I'm blind.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I'll be honest, like Marlo's, like even since the dinner from the night before, mm-hmm. it's like, we knew that it was going to be some shit from the very beginning. Oh, and yeah. She, and anytime Marlo is like positive towards Kenya, even when she was like, oh yes, yeah, say hi to everyone. In 5 minutes, come in and talk to me. It's just, she does it so like condescendingly mm-hmm. that it's like, I don't want to talk to you because I know what you mean by that. You know, I know that you're about to be a bitch to me.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel too. It's kind of like a mom disciplining her child. That's the vibes mm-hmm. that I get every time she like says something to Kenya. It's like, and when you're done, come to the room and talk to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this is a trip. And you guys are all adults on the same level. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Marlo can handle that control of like running or like having an event and being the lead. I don't think she can handle that.
Yeah, I thought it was a risky move, production giving Marlo the trip her first season, because as much as I thought that it was, you know, a smart move, especially business-wise, to get Marlo on the show since casting for the last couple seasons has been atrocious, I was like, okay, fine, it makes sense, but to give her, she's still a one-season housewife, like at the end of the day, first-season housewives to me need to like, hold on. Like, wait, like, learn how things are done. Yeah. Because I think you're right. And there is a condescension. She does not know how to be inviting enough, like, to make it a serious enough event to even come and talk to her. Like, if you want that production covered material, the person has to come too. Like, you know, you can't just have like the meeting and be like, oh, this is going to make good TV because she talked about this and all this and I'm going to talk to her. They have to agree to do it. So there's a consent that Kenya does have. And it probably would have been great if she had just approached it differently. Maybe Kenya would have considered it. Fast forward a little bit, the moment that, you know, Marlo finds out that Kenya was talking about her nephews and the situation that's going on at home. And Marlo came into the room and was like, before we get on the bus, you're going to come and talk to me. And Kenya was like, I felt her being caught off guard. Like, I kind of felt, I don't usually feel for Kenya. I don't hate her. I think she's necessary to the show, but like, I don't usually feel for her. I'm always like, she got it. But in this case, I was like, oh no, you really did kind of come at her like out of nowhere. And I would be defensive too. I would say, absolutely not. I thought Kenya handled it quite better at first than I would have, because she at least tried to be like, what? Like, she tried to ignore her. And then Marlo was like pestering it, was like, you hear me? You hear me? And I'm like, yeah. This isn't the way.
It was just annoying. I was annoyed. I was very mm-hmm. annoyed with Marlo. So I can't imagine how it feels to be somebody that's actually dealing with that and hearing it, and then her following her around the house and mm-hmm. like downstairs and stuff like that. It feels like an annoying mosquito that like follows you everywhere. All that buzzing, I didn't like it.
Not all that buzzing. Come on, fly. Okay, yeah, I can see that. I didn't understand where Marlo was coming from, as in I agreed with it. I think it was more, she's clearly very insecure about the decision that she made. It's clear that she is so in over her head and is so sensitive about the topic. And she thought that relaying what she was dealing with and her decision on TV was going to garner support that she definitely did ask for earlier on, but did not receive, largely because of how she treats people somewhat like this. But she asked for that support and didn't get it. And so then when she came in and said, like, I kind of had to basically rehome them for a while, which you can't really rehome humans. That's traumatizing. And I talked about that last week. I'm like, to foster kids, to kids in general, this has got to be like the most painful thing I've ever seen. Like, and not for nothing, it's very clear to me why they acted out. And I wish that Marlo sometimes would have just taken a beat and taken herself out of it. And sometimes she can't do that. And that's why we get these situations, because she thinks it's a personal attack on her that these boys, whose trauma is playing out on national television, and they're not even getting a check for it because they have clothes and money, that somehow equals emotional support and stability. Like, instead they're kicked out and told, see, so either you're going to be rich or you're going to be kicked out, or you're going to be constantly indispensable and constantly homeless. Like, that is not great. And I think she's very insecure about that information now that it backfired on her. And everybody was like, you can't do that. Like, what did you expect? But I also understand where Kenya was coming from. I would not have personally talked about the nephew just because this seems like a touchy subject. But I mean, as somebody who was given up by her mother and parents didn't want her, I'm like, oh shit. Kenya has literally lived this, and everything, Marlo, that you hate in Kenya is probably a result of her being abandoned by her mother and her family multiple times and not wanted. You know what happens to hurt people? Like, age old crap.
But they're both Aquariuses. One.
Oh, Jesus. That was my mama. That must explain why I have such a complicated relationship with both of them. I did not know that.
Aquariuses. They're both Aquariuses. So okay. It's like they know exactly where each other is coming from. And the thing with Aquariuses, it's like looking in a mirror. They're going to show you exactly who you are and what you don't like. And they're going to be fine with it and go about their day. And then you're going to be like, what the fuck? But they're both like that. So it's like arguing with yourself. But as far as the whole nephew thing, I think that it's insane that she even thought that would garner sympathy. It doesn't even matter who it was. It's like, you are telling us that these children lost both of their parents in some shape, way, or form. You were just crying on the phone with your sister who didn't even want to talk to you, didn't talk to her own kids, and you think that we're going to have sympathy that they are acting out?
No, it makes perfect. That's like literally an explanation, not to mention you exploited
and
it.
You're the adult in the situation?
Right. Like, you made them go on TV and their mama not talk. You know what I mean? Like, I would have had them cut that, because that's just trauma.
It's too personal.
And everybody in Atlanta watching that. They're watching that. And that's not right. They're going to school and she's like, oh, they're acting out at school. Hell yeah, kids are terrible. You know somebody said those things.
That's what I'm saying in general. I think kids act out in general, especially going through that transition of like elementary school and middle school and like middle school and high school.
Yeah, they're at that age too.
They're at that age. It's like, regardless of, in their trauma is a big part of this, I believe. But I even think, like, if they didn't experience this trauma, they would still be acting out at a certain, you know, on a certain level, because they're just kids. And she should have known that before she got custody of these kids and took on that responsibility, that this is how they were going to act. Or she should have at least had that idea in her mind.
Yeah. She also could have framed it differently, right? Like, she could have literally just lied and said, oh, my nephews, they went to stay with my sister for a bit. And like, but not say,
word choice is terrible.
Out. They are acting horrible. I need a break. Like, no, it's not about you, because you're screaming every time that everything that you do is for them. And it's like, where they at? Where they at?
I beat this with a dead horse just last week, just because as a teacher, I literally deal with kids who are traumatized by adults all the time in such small indirect ways. And I'm like, it really, and like, just like what you said, Kaya, Kenya and Marlo honestly even have the same experiences where they were both technically given up in a lot of ways, or not wanted, because Marlo was in foster care. Kenya's mom like lived and was around and still didn't want her, but they handled it. So they both have processed it so differently. And I remember asking myself last week, where did the Marlo go who wanted to put them in therapy? Like, what happened between, hey, do y'all think y'all want to go to therapy? Like, maybe because y'all been through a lot, to I kicked them out. Like, what happened? Like, was that right. just for the cameras? Like, I'm concerned. And like, while I enjoyed Marlo's addition as a housewife early on, just because I love anybody who will go toe-to-toe with Kenya, because it's just been a long time since someone was like a formidable opponent. Like, I think Kenya like is just in a league of her own. But the moment we got to this conversation, everything about it changed, and it kind of tarnished it for me, because it's like, I can't just enjoy you being drunk and having fun and throwing a trip, because I know you just kicked out these boys who already have been like kind of kicked out of their home. Like, this isn't fair. And I just think that we need to,
it's been multiple episodes. Like,
yes.
So she still doesn't have them. And then not only does she not have them, but she's literally on a trip. And the other thing is that when she argues with Kenya, she always, I don't give a fuck, she goes low every single time. Oh, yeah. Your mom didn't want you. Mm-hmm. Your man didn't want you. As if Mark is the prize. Your baby doesn't look like you. Like, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Yeah, guess what? Where are your nephews that you call your sons? Yeah. Oh, you gave them away.
Well, in that case, it's a fair argument.
When you cross the line with me, then I'm going to shoot that back at you. You talk about the way that I, okay, whatever. Talk about the way that I look. Like, which she's gorgeous, so it's kind of stupid that she does that. But then you go and you talk on my baby and you talk on my baby daddy, let's fucking go. You cross the rules first.
What did Candy say? I am not Michelle Obama.
Right.
I'm gonna go low with you, but I'm gonna do you one better. For me, maybe I have such an issue with Kenya because I do fight like Kenya and I really hate seeing myself in the mirror on TV. But if you go low, I'm going to go lower. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I just, I'm a Taurus.
I'm so going
like,
to hell.
I'm like just minding my business. So if you come for me after I'm just minding my business, I have to buck at you. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. You should have left me sleeping. Like, you had an option. And in this case, Marlo, you had an option and you chose to poke the bear of Kenya. So poke back. Like, she called back.
I think this is the prime example of like how she grew up and just not having that control and that stable environment in her own personal life. So that's why she seeks so much control with every interaction and every experience. For example, this trip and with Kenya, like, oh, you have to stay in the house or you won't be a part of the activities. Even with her nephews, you have to act this way or you're getting out of my house. It's like this constant need for like control, and it's weird.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
Therapy. Marlo needs to start. If she wants her nephews to follow anything, you got to be the example. That's literally like 89.99% of what parenting is that your offspring are watching you. Like, they're watching you. Kids watch every adult that's around them. So if they don't see better, they're not going to do better. And Marlo, right now, you're not doing better. So maybe it's a good thing, honestly, that they're not in your home right now, because they need a lot more than Gucci belts and a Rolls Royce to take them to prom.
Because I don't understand why she was pissed off, though, because if my clothes are mildewing, I'm going to raise hell in that motherfucker.
I know that's right.
I was very upset about that. Like, but not upset to the point where you kick them out. On one hand, I do applaud her, though, for being honest and vulnerable, I feel, because she didn't have to tell us that. But I just want to know that she's going to fix it or try to do better. Like, that's the important part.
Yeah, I see that. It just, when she told us, it definitely felt like she was looking for some support and some sense of like, well, you know, you had to do what you had to do. But she also told it to a room full of mothers or people who have all given birth, who were like, wait a minute. You don't think we wanted to send our kids away for it? We all thought about Swedish boarding school, but we simply just can't do that. You got to keep the PCA. Like it was. It's going to get better, but also Atlanta is probably the only television I have.
Yeah. I will say, like, out of the things that are airing, it's Atlanta and it's Married to Medicine. Sorry,
I know, because I know y'all gave up on Southern Charm, and it looks like right on time.
No, like, okay, I tried to do it, and I saw some things I didn't like in the premiere episode, and I'm like, okay, it's just bumpy right now. This was like the third episode, I believe, and that lady got into business that she didn't even have any business being in, and made the accusation of someone else being racist worse than actually being racist, which she didn't know what she was talking about, and gaslighted the fuck out of Benita. and people are like talking about it, like I don't need to see that. Like I knew where it was going, and what I saw that 5 minutes, I turned the TV. And my thing is, I never usually turn the TV. I always just like stick it through, talk shit, make it annoy me. But when I saw that mm-hmm. was something that like I had to rage quit. It was just too much. It was entirely like it was just so reminiscent and so like on point of real life, like people who are not even like trying to be allies, like just straight up like racist, like the behavior that Olivia was exhibiting. And then she just tried to flip and say that she wants to have the hard conversations and that Vanita had an agenda. And it's just like she shouldn't have been put in that situation. So yeah, fuck that show.
It was giving a Brandy from Dallas moment where it's your fault for literally being a person of color and being here. I can't even be around you because you're making it hard for me to be racism. Had y'all watched it before, like the early seasons?
Yeah. Well, okay. I started watching it right before season 6 when Thomas left.
Oh, good. I'm about to say because Charm has always been in their
racist. They have like all this racist behavior, but it's like after 2020, it's like there are some things that I can accept, and then there are some things that I cannot accept. And it's not even about political affiliation anymore. It's about literally how the way
you're just racism.
And then on top of that, this shit is boring as hell now.
Thank you. I was about to say, I mean, I kind of miss the old days where it was so racisms, but it was so like non, we weren't
it was seeing so racism. More,
it was so racism. It was very racist.
They were on a plantation. They were on slaves' graves.
And girl, like, you know, they had a cocktail over the grave.
They need to go.
About it.
Like, she needs to go.
Is a graveyard. He goes, oh wow, really? And we were like, what in the hell is happening? I'm drinking mint juleps on my cousin's graves. Like, can we not?
Right.
Absolutely right. No, thank you, ma'am. And they took that shit right off of Hulu, but didn't fire her, which is like confusion question mark number 45 on Bravo.
Exactly.
But also like the early days were like, it wasn't a correlation of us like dying at the same time. Like, where are the days? This is sarcasm, people, but where are the days where, before it turns into a review, that Ravenel and his dad can say that they don't even want to pay with Lincolns and Fives because he ruined America with his goddamn Emancipation Proclamation? Where are those days?
It was racism, but my thing is, at least with Thomas, it was good. That dude was always doing something.
That's what I'm saying. Back then, it was just like, oh, y'all racist, but it has nothing to do with me. Like, and y'all, I live in Charleston, so go off. Like, I don't know. But I also, I've said this before, I've always thought that when I was interested in Southern Charm, I was like, oh, Southern Charm, oh, we're going to Charleston, South Carolina. Oh, it's an all white, oh, there's going to be racism. I watched it anyway. I watched under the understanding of that, but they definitely did make a big performance out of being like, we diversified the cast and like we're trying so hard and we got rid of Thomas and like, look guys, color. OMG. Look,
that's what we do now.
Look at us, United Nations. The United Nations.
That's so rude.
Yeah, but that's like, and then we get this and they're like, and you know what I hate? And I appreciate Bravo for a lot of things, but what I really don't like is how they have fallen back and resorted to this like explanation that they keep all of this on air because they just have to show everything and that it's just more important for us to see all the angles. I'm like, but what happened when y'all was saying that like Leanne had been terrible and y'all literally just never aired it? Like, what happened when we know probably for a fact this son probably did say something else? Who knows? Like, what happens when y'all get to pick and choose? Like, how do we know that you are letting it all hang out, but then y'all only let the things that are just damaging or troubling to watch to us, like Black Shabbat or something, like that gets to air, like, or this thing in Southern Charm, like that gets to air? Like, some of these things really probably could have been on the cutting room floor and you wouldn't have, I don't know, like OC boycotts or terrible ratings. Like, all the shows right now are in the gutter in ratings. They're not good, like at all. Even Beverly Hills, who knew? Shocking.
And you know, oh, that's why they're doing all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say.
And it leads me to the question, because I thought about this. Luann, in all her racism's glory, and she's been on Z-Way's show, so, you know, she knows that we think this of her.
I was so happy that she had to face that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I think Z-Way did an excellent job. She does a great job at letting the girls know that you're terrible, but let's laugh about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's even more funny when they kind of like debate her on if they're terrible or not. And she's like, no, it's like not a debate. So funny about that way. Like, I'm telling you, Luann, racist. Okay. But like, it's fine because we like watching you on TV. But what happens when like Luann in all of her racism glory falls into a bush and is drunk and people laugh and they cheer and they glee, right? But then Erica is off of her fucking ass. And I'm like, why? I literally wrote down, why am I not laughing? Like, why? Why is it not funny at all to me to watch her sing over this boy who is singing his song? Like,
I'm not gonna lie, that shit was kind of funny to me.
Aaron loved
it. No, it was not. I was so awkwardly uncovered. I was like, oh my God, someone put a muzzle on this bitch.
It was just funny to me because it's like, it was such a mix of emotions. Like, because on one hand, I didn't expect him to sound that good.
Okay, you thought he sounded good. That's so nice. He started pitching, but we got better. He started pitching.
He was like a baby Michael Bublé, you know?
That's what I thought. I said Michael Bublé with like a rock Elvis, like,
yeah.
He was cutting them words a little short, but okay.
It was a good show. It was a nice time.
Okay.
For his little performance. And then, like, just listening to it and her just coming out of nowhere.
And singing the wrong words. There was that moment when he was saying, so oh, night. And she was like, Noel, Noel. I said, that's the wrong song. Can someone at least whisper to her wrong song?
I know he hated her for that.
No, like, he absolutely was pissed.
That was his moment.
Yes. So then what? So here's my thing. This is where my brain goes. Maybe it was because I was a little lifted while watching. Maybe not. Who knows? Listen, I'm in a recreational legal state. And I'm But what happens when that happens to you? Someone's like literally like heckle singing your performance at your house, you know, quotations, your house. But then your fiance, wife, whoever goes on vacation with this person. Like, do we think Diana ever, we know she didn't confront Erica when it was happening. She didn't say, like, she didn't stand up for a man.
Oh, no.
It wasn't her man. She's going to stick shot at him.
Anything that happened was wrong because she likes Erica and Rena. They kiss her ass.
Because she has money.
Waited with her.
Oh, like, yeah. She wants her to buy her things.
She's like, ha, ha, ha. Now, see, me, I would have went off. Because not you singing over my man's performance.
Exactly. Thank you. On his TV debut.
Like on our date. Not look at me. On my debut. On our debut. You're not going to do that shit at my Christmas party.
Yeah, at my house.
Because I would be like, can we stop the music really quick?
Thank you.
Security.
Yeah. See, and I'm gonna be like, oh, so clearly you don't, and I'm gonna make it a fight because I'm good at making things about me that are not.
Same.
I'm gonna easily be like, can we stop? I'm so sorry, baby. So this is actually a non-participatory event. You simply are not encouraged to participate. We ask you to hold all comments, questions, and applause for the end. And here's a water bottle.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, you know how you give a person a look
like a black mama in church.
A black mama look.
But the difference is I would have been literally this close to her face.
like two inches.
Like, hey.
Social non-distance. Bitch, shut up. I'd be like, he's singing. Or me, I'd be like, shh. Go ahead.
Baby. Or like on the Nicki Minaj track, bring that shit the fuck back. Like bring that shit back.
Yeah, I would have been like, babe, do you want to start over? You want to run it again?
Okay, we're gonna take it from the top.
And from quiet.
This is not a sing along.
Like, this is not karaoke, baby.
Unless you are Beyonce.
And Beyonce like, has more class.
Because Beyonce could do this shit all day. Or like Chloe and Holly, like the angels that they are. I don't need you singing any songs in here.
Definitely not like, with me. Definitely not against me. Because again, wrong words. Bitch, like go sober up somewhere. but honestly, this is why, because people, you know, they asked once upon a time, because they love to pretend like we can't fault multiple people at one time on Housewives. Mm-hmm. Why Kyle's getting more shit than Erica? Because Erica's a lost cause. Like, we literally see her going down the drain, and the only other options are complete bankruptcy or jail. Like, she's not headed in a positive direction. But what's upsetting is that Kyle consistently sounds like a dumbass. Like, whereas yep. Erica just shows her ass, Kyle just sounds like a dumbass. Like, well, can we cut her a little slack? For what? Cut the woman who is literally being alleged to have taken money from victims or have known about it or whatever, some slack. Cut the woman who just cursed out a child, some slack for what? Like some slack for curse. If it had been Portia, ma'am, who would be having the slack? You would have made the reunion.
Part one of the reunion would have been about that. She would not have been happy with that. And this whole thing isn't even about what she's doing, because at this point, I feel like she's aware of her actions and how she's looking, which makes me think that this is all a storyline for us to feel sorry for her because of all that's going on. Like, I don't think this is like real. I'll be honest, I don't. And
you
I
don't
could
think
be
that
wrong
Erica's being like a real drunk. I don't think so either.
No, I think this is like, I'm just gonna get drunk as fuck. So they feel really bad.
Yeah, because remember last season when we came back, she was talking about how the quarantine and the pandemic did a number on her. Mm-hmm. And because last season is like from the year before, which 20, and we were like in a terrible place, and she went on antidepressants. Yeah. She's already been on antidepressants.
Yes.
So
yes.
Why is it all of a sudden now she's
and all this slurring and shit?
Yeah. And she's talking about how Amelia like saved her mental health. I said, but yes, you absolutely did tell us that you were already depressed. So that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So you didn't take your medicine for 2 years? Like, I'm confused.
And that's probably why they're doing all of this. Kyle and all of them are in it together, and they're literally trying to push this narrative that she is so hurt and she's like at the lowest point in her life. So please just cut her a break, give her some slack.
Like, the fact that came out of Kyle's mouth to Garcelle, I was like, this is why I took a bigger offense when you were defending the shit to Dorit and them boys. Like, this is why I took a bigger offense than even what Erica did, because you said to her 14-year-old, like to her kid, first of all, we know your kids' names and there's a fuck ton of them. Why don't you know her kid's name? Like, it's just giving a little bit of a, you know, a little whistle. Like, I'm hearing a little something, a little chirpy chirp. And then to tell her, like, don't you, but she's having fun, guys. Who's having fun? I'm not. Garcelle not. Crystal, are you? Sutton? Anybody? Nobody's having fun.
Damn,
hell, you're not even having fun.
That
we're over here defending her.
That was inappropriate.
Like,
I think they all know that. All that etiquette they claim they have, like,
right. I don't understand how she could be defending this. I'm like, so what does she have on you, honey? Did you hit somebody? Like, what did you do? Because there's no way in hell that you're gonna look somebody in the face and be like, not once, but twice. You're like, we should cut her some stuff. I'm just so glad she's letting loose and having fun. Like,
it's some husbands.
So do this shit at your house with your kids.
Oh, I absolutely believe that he's involved somewhere. There is a thing. And I think there's some rumors. Like I said this a while ago. Like they have to be. Somebody's entrenched in this. But I think it's like now like a swirl, like a alleged situation happening that like, there was some monies and things going into a house or something that like maybe allegedly went through the agency. And so there's some entanglements.
I can't wait until it's exposed. It just doesn't make any sense. And my thing is, like, she keeps saying, oh, because of Kim, like, I have a sister who has been through all that stuff.
So she's the only alcoholic in the world? Like,
what are you talking about? Okay, so we're talking about addiction and addicts. Again, Garcelle's son was an addict. She can recognize behavior in people. And she even said, oh, maybe it's not that extreme. But the thing is, she is asking out of concern and out of the fact that she is actually trying to spare Erica, because if she wasn't getting fucked up, if she didn't feel bad for her, she owed her an ass whooping for what she did to her son. Period.
Oh, yeah. It's, and I can see Garcelle being like, you know what? Let me give this bitch the benefit of the doubt.
The benefit of
Let me doubt. Think and say that maybe there's something going on. It must simply be that, because I know for a fact you wouldn't be in your right mind
right.
and have done that to my son and expected me not to say nothing to you. We would have met a different Garcelle. That would not have been fancy no more, okay?
Her son can't even be brought up.
Yeah, when Eileen said it in Tokyo or whatever, and she was like, you don't know what I go through. Why does she do that every time she's like back into a corner? Or like
she wants a moment. She wants people to feel bad for her.
She goes like RuPaul on us and like gets like real like deep dark Tyler Perry, Adam Medea. You know what I mean? Like, when he like Adam Medea and he'd be like,
you don't know what I go
through. Like, what are you talking about, girlie? Like, it's just giving, if you have a psychiatrist, I hope he doesn't watch, because I'm concerned. Right. I also don't believe that, I don't know, but her constant defense or her constant like petitioning that she's on medication. I'm like, so what is that? What are you doing here? So you want us to focus on the fact of this. So we'll all have concern about that. And that this will be the conversation instead of, did you or did you not know?
Yeah.
And I just find it interesting that they're getting her now on the gang girl charges. Like, they got her on racketeering. Like, she's being sued for racketeering. I was like, ooh, how young thug of you. We have escalated. That's interesting. So it's no longer, did you know or not?
About to get a RICO charge.
Okay. I said, no longer is it, did you know or not? They're saying that she's being sued for being the front woman. I said, oh, I love that. And the way they described it, I was like, I can 100%.
How did they describe it?
They described it as she went on Beverly Hills to perpetuate the idea that Girardi Keith is doing so well.
That
so it would attract more clients and more people so he could continue to do more fraudulent things.
Ooh, baby.
And I said, now you're going to have a tough time getting past that one, baby.
That makes sense. Criminal shit. Because if it was criminal shit, like, we just, if they just, they just yoked Jen Shaw the way that they yoked Jen Shaw, then Eric was very, very nervous. Scared, I'm sorry.
Because you're looking at civil and criminal coming down the pipeline, and people are like, well, it's all civil charges. Excuse me, Jen Shaw's like government sector took about a good solid, like, I don't know, 10 years to come and get her, but they came and got that ass.
Oh my God, just imagine, like, you're just living your everyday life.
And they just come snatch your ass up.
And they go and your assistant literally gets snatched up, and you know that your assistant knows everything, and your assistant turns on you.
Yeah. And I just love the constant idea. I play it in my head often. I talk about it a lot on my Patreon of like, you know, there's a 99.9% chance that Jen went to that court. The lawyers were like, girl, we just got the discovery box. You might want to sit down. And then they said, so this is all that they have, and this is all that he's saying. So what you want to do? You want to plead guilty? You want to go to jail? You want to go to jail today or in 3 months? When do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Up to you. Take your pick. How much longer do you want? You want
to the way I will beat my assistant's ass.
Though. I'm like, I just want to talk to Stu.
Can I just talk to him? Like, if I'm already going,
can I talk to him really quick, please?
Like, that's my last wish. Like, that is my last wish.
And I hope they go to the same facility and we get like a TLC 60 days in or something in the same prison. And
then you see
Jen like knocking on the toilet, like flushing the toilet, knocking on the toilet phone and be like, I will kill you, Stu. I will.
They literally need the TLC camera crew that's down for whatever. Like,
or like, let's cast Coach Shaw on Love After Lockup, a show that Sheree clearly did not watch. Before she started dating Tyrone, even though the show was at her
disposal. Shout out to the new season of Life After Lockup coming on. Tonight.
Like, come on. I mean, it's the question I'll ask. Sheree, why didn't you watch it beforehand? because I would have told you that as soon as they get out, you are no longer a motherfucking factor.
Tyrone did look good though.
I mean, yeah, that's why he got out and ghosted her.
Looked good, and if she was looking at them pictures and on the FaceTime calls and coming to see him, and he looked like that, like I could kind of see.
I don't have a problem with her getting her little fix. I have a problem with her thinking it's going to go somewhere after that fine man get out of jail.
I mean, listen, sometimes it does. Like, I'm a big believer because we watched Love After Lockup. We know about Marcelino, and their relationship is very strong. Like,
okay. And then Andrea and her.
Yeah.
Like, they, sometimes so, it works. But my
I've seen some good examples.
These are regular people, though.
I'm about to say, also, a housewife. The bachelor
argument. Just so I don't think it would work out better for me.
I mean, it's like, this is why I always say, people ask me all the time, like, why I still watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I'm like, because I know it's not real. I'm here for fun. Like, the moment you start to believe it's going to work out, you get hurt. Because there's been a success of, like, 8. We've had 54,000 seasons. We have been on longer than Grey's Anatomy.
And I think it's just me being a Leo. We have no more
than one full hand of Bachelor couples. And I think we have a full hand of Bachelorette couples that have made it. And like none of them are like 3 out of that 5 are not with the people that they left the show with. So
I love how they place with the crew. Like they'll marry someone from a different fucking season. And I'm like, wait.
Yes. I'm like, okay, honey, that doesn't count as the show being a successful season. It counts when your two asses choose each other and then make it down the aisle. That's what counts.
Successful.
I think Sheree makes great choices.
What? Wait a minute.
I have no popular opinion. Yeah. I think
Martell
she makes
has
choices.
A whole like highlight reel of how he's the worst person to be with. It's fun to have a baby or something.
It's fun. No, not that. But I'm saying, like, the people that she chooses, I believe, like, they're a really good time.
What are we doing? I mean, I think Martell's a really good time. I don't find Martell to be fun at all. I find him to be the least fun of the three of them.
I think he is a fun person, and that's why Melody liked him so much. I feel like when he's also fun.
That's why she liked him.
Yeah, and then that too. It's like, so when you have those two things.
But he's always doing bad. That's my issue.
Well, if he's not doing that, I mean.
But that's what I'm saying, Sheree. He's doing bad to some other woman. And no offense, I find Sheree to be beautiful.
I but if
he's
going
to do that to my girl, Mel, he going to do it to you, Sheree.
Sheree's like, my name is not Melody Holt. I am Sheree.
For sure. Taylor. Melody Holt has successful businesses.
That's very true. I just want to see how it plays out.
We know how it's going to play out.
I want them to hook up. I want them to have fun. But I realize that that's not them having fun because Sheree is taking this seriously because he's already met some of her friends. That's why I am now like stressed out about it. And then I think it was literally this morning I saw an interview and they said that Candy said that she had a friend that dated Martell. This is random information that dated Martell, wanted publicity, so when they went to Blaze restaurant, Aaron. They went to Blaze and literally tipped off people so they could get pictured at Blaze. And if that's not a fucking red flag,
well, okay.
Martell is an attention whore. Like that doesn't. I mean, like I'm a Kardashian watcher, so I'm all for the people who called paparazzi. Like, go ahead, keep yourself in my news, honey. It's easier for me to judge that way. But like, Martell is an attention whore, so that doesn't shock me. What makes me concerned is that Sheree gives like all of her wits away immediately, and then she says things like, "He's helping me with the business," but I just watched Candy give you the best advice you've ever gotten about your business. I watched Kenya try to set you up with business people and make phone calls and whatnot. What the hell can he do in Alabama that you can't do in Atlanta?
I can't find his fucking wine anywhere here. So
But girl, you're in Atlanta.
It's about the set. Already know it's about the set, okay?
Well, good. Get some and then go handle your business. Don't get wrapped
up. Sometimes you need to wrap that up. sometimes you gotta wrap that shit up in aluminum foil and hold on to it a little bit. Like,
okay, but can't she just like wrap it up in aluminum foil and put it in the fridge? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
You want to leave it out all day?
They're in a full-blown relationship. Period.
And I'm like, I think
that
she's
the
only one in that.
I can't say I blame her. Like, I hear what everybody's saying, and I know how bad it is. And I really do.
She's the only one in her relationship.
I really
that man is not in relationships. That man is in his own dick. He does what his dick wants to do.
Hopefully it works out. Hopefully she just kind of like...
love this optimism. Like, I really do.
I hope it works out.
You are a better person than Martell, who told that man, his boss, to his face, oh, I was going to the gym. And he was like, in 2020, he was like, my gym was open. No, it wasn't, sir.
No one's
going to get a workout with homegirl. That's just the facts.
It's me trying to avoid all of this. I'm just like,
he never wants to hear the truth.
I feel like Sheree. I don't want to hear that right now. I am rooting for my girl, ride it till the end. This Beyonce album is out. It's about love.
Oh,
love.
Jesus.
Love hard.
Don't play it in Sheree's car around that man. That man is lip service.
Sheree is in love.
Okay, because I think lip service.
She
he has great lip service
it.
And great.
Do we not want the Love and Marriage Huntsville cameo from Sheree Whitfield?
Oh, I absolutely
not.
No,
arguing with
Huntsville cameo on Atlanta. I want one of them to come over to Atlanta.
I want both.
I want both because I want Sheree to be on Huntsville so she can argue with Tisha. Like, I don't know how that's gonna happen, but I need that to happen.
Although Tisha and Sheree might get along.
That to happen.
Because Tisha is also backwards in her mind and thinking with these men and lets them get away with too much shit. And oftentimes she'd be like, well, you know, male, you know, he had a baby on you. What were you doing at the house? I'm like, okay, so we're backwards here.
But
Sheree lives backwards as well.
You have to keep in mind too that Tisha is very flip-floppy. On one hand, it's like that's how she feels. And that's how she feels in her relationship. But she will definitely tell you some shit. I could definitely see her rubbing Sheree the wrong way.
Sheree would have to check her, and that's a cold day.
But Sheree and Kimmy, I'd love to see them together.
I think they would be fun, and I would love to see Mel on Atlanta. I just think that would be a better thing. But you know Mel, Kendrick was on my Patreon, and he just raised this point. Because I did a whole episode on Patreon about the opposite, Aaron, about how this was the worst decision Sheree could ever make in her entire life. And I am severe. I think she's in danger more than Teresa is with Louis. Like I said, this is bad.
Okay, hold on. Not Louis now. Louis is out here.
Okay,
Teresa don't have nothing to lose, to be honest. Teresa don't have nothing to lose. But Martell had a baby with his wife and then another baby with another woman. Like, that is going, that goes down as like the worst.
I feel like Sheree got them tubes tied. She is not worried, okay? She's like, I'm going to have it good. They are trying to go in park bathrooms together. You know that thing good. You know that thing good.
I want her to get the good, good. I don't want her to fall in love with another person that's going to make her cry on national TV out of nowhere. Like, when she had a friend come out. You know what I mean? Like, watching her cry with Fatima, I'm like, oh, damn, she really did believe that man. And that's on her. But it's usually like, fool me once, shame on me, fool me, or shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, but fool me three times. Like, she keeps getting
fooled. I think Sheree thinks she also has the power to change him.
I'm sick of watching Sheree I'm sick of watching other men fumble the Sheree bag. We have watched her like literally be like completely like made a joke of in court. We've watched her be verbally abused about how she used to be physically abused on TV and how a man was proud of choking her out. Like, we have watched her now get stood up after waiting far too long for a date that didn't show. I give 28 minutes. After that, I'm gone. You never saw me here. She waited like 2 hours and then the videos or pictures or whatever was released. I'm like, Sheree, aren't you tired of being embarrassed on TV?
Right.
All this man did was embarrass another woman on TV. So if that's what you like to do, go ahead.
I'm not asking them to cut that shit out. If I wouldn't tell them, if you show that fucking footage, we're done. Like, that would be the thing that I would say.
But she didn't do it. She just keeps
showing that footage.
So
don't show that footage. Cut it out.
I'm worried. Like, just talk to Candy. I don't know. But she's like, Candy don't got the BDE, honey. And I'm like, I understand.
But because, yeah, it's anyway. Like, I get kind of why she's maybe relying on Martell a little bit more. Because it's just certain things that your friends can't help you with, if you catch my joke. It's
I get it. But again, put him in a Tupperware and take him out when you want him. Do not let him into your bedroom for life or something. And Sheree looks like she's ready to walk back down the aisle.
No, she got this shit out on the counter. It's thawed out. She has it out on the counter.
She so do. Oh, boy.
It's going to be fun, though. I can't wait to see what happens. Like,
yeah, okay.
I trust that Sheree has it now. I feel like... I do. I feel like, you know, she kind of learned from Bob. I think this Tyrone thing... You know, really.
So she learned from Bob and went on to Tyrone, and then learned from Tyrone and went on to Martell.
Well, to be fair, Tyrone was a little bit different. I think she thought she was going to get something different because he was showing her a completely different side. But I hope, and I'm hoping, and Sheree, please don't prove me wrong.
Please,
she has.
Please don't. I
learned from this, and she has a trick up her sleeve. Because I don't blame her for doing what she's doing, because I would do the same thing.
Okay. But okay, listen.
I would just handle it. I would have the last laugh. Just put it that way.
Yeah, but Sheree seemed to never be having that last laugh. That's what's concerning me. Like, that we got to protect her more than she protects herself, because she keep crying. And I'm so
Sheree,
sad.
Call me. We'll talk about Sheree. It. We'll talk.
Aaron gonna get you through it. Mm-hmm. Listen, guys, before you go, what other shows, Bravo or not, are you watching that you are enjoying that does feel like destination television for you?
P-Valley.
Yes. Down in the valley
where the gas can make it.
P-Valley has been so good.
Mm-hmm. Both of y'all into that.
Also the Shy. Shout out to Candy, because she's been doing her thing here.
Yes, the Shy's been good. Everywhere. She is multiple bag, man. Like, I love that woman. She's so rich.
And American Horror Stories are back.
Oh, yes. Very much enjoy that. I opened up Hulu one day and just saw a bunch of dolls looking at me. And I said, I don't think those are regular.
I'm so scared of it, you guys. Like, I want to watch it so bad.
Okay, so that happens to me every season. I absolutely have a heart attack.
But wait, okay, can I tell you that I watched Stranger Things and I was okay. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that since I watched Stranger Things and I'm okay, I can watch American Horror Story?
It's very enjoyable, and this season I think is
did you good. Enjoy Coven?
I loved Coven.
I didn't watch any
Coven. Okay, because that's what this season is about.
Glory.
It's Coven. Like, this season is about Coven.
I love Coven, and then I love maybe like the Coven and Haunted House like mashup like a couple seasons ago. That was my favorite. The one that really got me was the one about like the 2020 year or the Trump year. I was like, no, thank you, I don't want to.
I remember that one. That would that would have given me so much anxiety. I was like,
that was too real. That was the horror, and I was like, I don't like it. It's too horrible.
I'm living it, babes.
No thanks.
But Stories is a lot better. I think it's less gory.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just, I think, isn't it 30 minutes or an hour? Is it 30 minutes or maybe an
hour? Maybe I stopped watching after 30. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's
it's not it as went. Long. And it's, since there's no commercials, if you watch it on Hulu, if you have like the ad-free one, because when I used to watch it live, sometimes the commercials do help, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Especially like those Psych Ward seasons. Like, there are certain ones that are like, nah, like the one with Lady Gaga, too much blood, didn't love it. 0 out of 10 recommend. But like, Coven, my favorite one by far, is my favorite season, because I just think the cast
was kind of.
You didn't like Coven?
No, I love Coven. Okay. I said Hotel, the one with Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga can't act the way she wanted.
Lady Gaga did her thing, though. She
you
looked
think
great.
So? Okay,
with her looks, she did her thing.
She looked fantastic,
and that's all I needed from Lady Gaga.
You're right. Like, you're right. I mean, I would prefer you act on a TV show that I want to watch, but if you're not gonna act, at least you'll look good.
Just serve me.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, but Coven just has like the best cast. I mean, you got like your Gabby Sidibe, your Kathy Bates, your Angela Bassett, who is the voodoo queen of New Orleans and has a hair braiding studio. Man,
and she better come back.
Give
and
me
she
out.
Better come back.
Everything. Like, I was like, oh, and then she kicks like a white woman out of her shop. And I'm like, oh, power. Love it. Okay.
Get your ass out of my shop.
Yes. Oh, so good. So Coven's a great place to start. And then I would probably
like it. That's why everyone talks about Coven like that.
Oh yeah, because it's cast.
Anytime I meet an American Horror Story fan, they're like
Coven. Especially like the my mom is like a huge like a Fleetwood Mac fan, and Stevie Nicks is like on it. Yes. And she literally is like, they like walk into the house and she's there, and she does like a whole concert, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, even I'm like, what is happening? What kind of pool Ryan got? Love it. So
what's the name of the main lady? But she's not on there anymore.
Sarah Paulson. Oh
yeah, Sarah Paulson.
Not Sarah, but the other one.
Oh, Connie Britton.
Yes.
Yeah, Connie Britton used to. She did the first
was my reason. Like, Sarah Paulson was great, but she was like her mom.
Connie is good. Connie literally is really, really good. I love her. Emma Roberts was in that season. Like, it was a good ass cast. They did a great job. I'm gonna rewatch that this weekend. No, I'm not. It's raining, and I will be. I like to watch it during the day, and I take often snack breaks. Like. Often, so you won't be too scared. Just have your snacks prepared.
I am so scared, and it's like people are telling me if you sat in Stranger Things, then you can watch literally anything because Stranger Things is so like psychological.
I think this is it for me. I feel like if you can watch American Horror Story, you can watch anything. Because there have been moments that they've had me. That one time Adam Levine was on an episode and I was like, oh, Adam Levine. And I like turned it off immediately. I was like, never mind. I'm good. So yeah, I highly recommend. But yeah, you guys watch some of those things. What am I watching? I just started watching How to Build a Sex Room because I was very intrigued. I got halfway through and realized I'm not quite as involved as I want to be.
I saw the title on Netflix. How is it?
It is really good. I mean, the woman is incredible as an interior designer, like from a design standpoint, she does fantastic. Other things, a lot. Me as the, again, oppressed church girl who like grew up in like the extremely Christian church and was told to be go from virgin to porn star overnight, a little stressed, but making it through. So loving that. And this past season of The Circle was really good. I thought it was probably the best one that they've had since the first season. And I really enjoyed that. Other than that, I am just watching Housewives.
I watched The Bachelorette.
Oh,
though.
Right. Bachelorette 2. Woo, this past episode, baby.
Yes. Monday, Wednesday.
Holy shit.
Had those dudes split up and then Rachel got turned down. And then not only did she get turned down, but they took her rose away. The way I would be like, oh, give me my rose or I'm not filming.
No, like the fact that they ignored Homegirl 1. For like the entire episode and then surprise right. sprung around and then told her that none of them wanted her. So then she tells other homegirls, so they don't want me. Okay, so we'll split them up. And then, you know, homegirl two is probably like, I'm gonna end up getting more guys. But then they go, I don't want you either. And she's like, I'm confusion. What is this? Like, it wasn't right. It was crazy. That kept me on the edge of my seat. I had a heart attack. That was the craziest thing. I've always said, Bachelor producers are the most savage people on earth, and no one can change my mind. And I watch a lot of TV, a lot of reality TV, but Bachelor people don't give a fuck about your stamina, your mental health, if you're going to be in therapy after this. They will send you to the psych ward and keep filming. They did that 1 year. Oh my God, have you been watching Bachelor for like a long time, Kaya?
No, I've started for my first time Rachel's season.
Now, I'm about to say most of us say Rachel's season. Yeah, I feel that. No, but just quick last note, there was once upon a time a season of The Bachelor, I believe it was Colton. No, it wasn't. It was before Colton, where a woman did have like a full-on like anxiety attack and like a manic episode, and they simply sent her in the ambulance and then brought her back when she was done. And they continued to film. There was not a mention, there was not a hotline at the end, there was not a thing. They were like, here's the ambulance. They called her crazy something.
I'd be like, I'm gonna go home.
Right? No, but they were like, yeah, she like had a full-on like episode. Like, she was hyperventilating, it was the most. And they were just like, God damn, they filmed her on the floor with a towel over her head and production looking at her. They just filmed the whole thing, filmed the ambulance, and continued with the rose ceremony. They were like, guys, crazy. In light of the events, cocktail hour is gonna have to be ended short. So we're just gonna make it in the rose ceremony. I was like, oh my God. And I saw nothing of it. I was like, oh no, these people are wild. And so I started watching the show Unreal on Hulu, which is like literally based on the production of The Bachelor, like the production side of it. And they're quite literally the worst, but also it's so fun. It's so bad. So if you're watching The Bachelorette, congrats. It's like the lowest rated season in history, but I'm having the most amount of fun with it that I've had in a long time. I usually find The Bachelorette seasons to be boring. So this is not that at all, honey. So get into that. And let me know what else you guys are watching out there who are listening. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys both so much for being here. Where can people find you? Appease them. They all already follow you. You guys are killing it. But like, just in case somebody's a little under the rocks.
At Bravo Wild Black, and that's on everything, baby. That's Instagram, that's Twitter. We also have a Patreon, so go subscribe to that and check that out, where we do recaps, non-Bravo related shows, P-Valley, all kinds of stuff. We do movie reviews, all that. And that's patreon.com/BravoWildBlack.
Yes, absolutely. Please get into that. Bravo.
Well, thank you for having us on here.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You guys are some of the best content creators on the internet. You make Bravo sometimes even worth watching, especially when you let us know that it wasn't worth watching it. It saves us all a lot of time and energy, and it's greatly appreciated. Really happy to have had you guys on here. Much like what I tell Kendrick, y'all's content is too good. You need to start making these.
Listen, not y'all's. I think we all have great content.
No, but some of y'all put more work in it than others. Okay, like, and then I'm like, because Kendrick will put out like a magazine of memes, and I'm like, break it up.
Thankfully,
they don't.
It's Kendrick. Thankfully. Every episode that drops, he has a lookbook of memes.
I'm like, why would you do that? Too good. Amazing. But I put y'all in that same exact category. I'm like, make these girls pay for this. Be like, y'all want to see something? $3.
Right.
Charge these girls. We got Beyonce tickets to pay for. y'all, go listen to Renaissance. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, and go listen to Renaissance. So
go listen to Renaissance.
That's all you need to do. Because normally I tell y'all to take care of yourselves, but that's how you're going to do that. So have a good day. Go listen to Beyonce. If you had to stop to listen to me, thank you. Thank you very much. Feel free to like me and follow me on all those things at Mixing with Mani, at MIXINGWITHMANI. But if you did not, go listen to Renaissance. Thank you very much. All right. Bye.
For more about me, Bravo, Housewives, pop culture, and so much more, follow me on Instagram at Mixing with Mani, MIXINGWITHMANI. So you can keep up with me. And don't forget to also leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening, and rate me and maybe give me 5 stars. Thanks so much. Bye.